almost empty, but even so it was hard to breathe. Mehmet Kalak looked at the man and woman standing at the bar as he poured wine into their glasses. Four customers. The third was a guy sitting on his own at a table, taking tiny little sips of beer, and the fourth was just a pair of cowboy boots sticking out from one of the booths, where the darkness occasionally gave way to the glow from the screen of a phone. Four customers at 11:30 on a September evening, in the best bar district in Grönalerka. Terrible. And it couldn't go on like this. Sometimes he asked himself why he'd left his job as bar manager at the hippest hotel in the city to go it alone and take over this run-down bar with its pissed-up clientele. Possibly because he thought that by jacking up the prices, he could replace the old customers with the ones everyone wanted, the neighborhood's affluent, trouble-free young adults. Possibly because he needed somewhere to work himself to death after breaking up with his girlfriend. Possibly because the offer from loan shark, Daniel Banks, had looked favorable after the bank rejected his application. Or possibly just because at the jealousy bar he was the one who picked the music, not some damn hotel manager who only knew one tune, the ringing of the cash register. Getting rid of the old clientele had been easy. They had long since settled in at a cheap bar 3 blocks away. But it turned out to be a whole lot harder to attract new.